It is Wednesday, May 31. This is the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. Origin Day, we are in Adelaide. We're across the road from Adelaide Oval at the Stanford Hotel this morning. Had a great day at the Aussie Inn in Hackham, about 25-30 k's south of the CBD. A great lunch, Lozza Hill Court, along with Paul Sheridan and Alan Langer, who are both in the respective camps, of course. And the market, $1.80 with Tab for New South Wales, $2.05 Queensland. The money split has really changed. The early betting was all for Queensland. 56% of the hold in the head-to-head market now is with New South Wales. So 56-44 is the split there. In margin betting, Queensland 1-12 is actually best backed. Only just. It's $3.50 on the second line of betting. New South Wales 1-12, a $3.20 favourite. And as far as man of the match is concerned, Nathan Cleary, who's short at the top of the market, as he often is $5.50 best backed. The next best backed is Payne Haas at $15. Money for Reece Walsh at $15 as well, and naturally always money for James Tedesco at $7. Cameron Munster has some fans, $6.50 on the second line of betting. So stacks of markets there open for the game tonight, but Loz, I had a feeling the money would certainly come for New South Wales at some stage. And it just appears, as we edge closer to kickoff, the punters want to be with the Blues.
Well, I think one of the reasons is the fact that, and good morning, by the way, one of the reasons is no Latrell Mitchell. I think New South Wales supporters see him as a bit of a game breaker, and he's not there. Stephen Crichton comes into the team. New South Wales blew out when Latrell was ruled out, and that's when the money started to come for New South Wales. I don't think there's too much between the two teams. I think it'll come down to who handles the occasion better. You'll obviously be a very tight contest, I think. Both teams have very strong forward packs, hard-working forward packs. Then it'll come down to the game breakers. You know, you look at Queensland, you've got Cameron Munster there, you've got Reece Walsh, who is a man on debut, but he's got the speed that certainly can worry New South Wales. New South Wales have got the experience, players out wide in Tedesco and Tom Turbo. You just get a sense that those two guys tonight will rise to the occasion. You know, they've both been criticised for their form at Clubland. But as we've seen in the past, I reckon any time they play at the highest level, those two in particular, they always are close to the best player on the field. And I think that'll be the same tonight. I think those two guys will be in for massive, massive games. Question mark over New South Wales is, of course, Davita Pengai Jr. and Hudson Young on debut. Young guys, firebrands. Will they play with controlled aggression, or will they get carried away and swept up with all this talk about how they're not allowed to take a backward step from Queensland and they've got to get in their faces, and, you know, a little brain snap from one or two of them could leave New South Wales vulnerable. So still some question marks there on both sides, but it's just a great game. We always anticipate a wonderful Origin series, and I think this year will be no different.
Clarkey, great to have you back, mate. One of your favourite venues, Adelaide Oval, just intriguing to see where the lean is tonight. I'm tipping it'll probably be more support for Queensland. Generally, New South Wales interstate, the neutrals like to go the other way.
Yeah, morning, boys. Yeah, huge day down in Adelaide, and it is. It's a wonderful place to play sport. They do it very well here, and the Adelaide Oval is an absolute beauty, so I can't wait to see what conditions are like for footy. Obviously, playing cricket's a lot different. Spoke to Cookie earlier this morning, excuse me, and I think one of the other things as well about the Adelaide Oval is a lot of people mightn't know. They use a drop-in pitch here now. Gone are the days where you have probably four or five different wickets in the middle of the ground. So, obviously, it's not like the old SCG days for you, Loz, where you used to play and you used to run and get tackled on that pitch. So, I think the ground will look magnificent. They're saying there'll be a little bit of dew tonight, but yeah, I can't wait to get there and watch. I can't remember who wrote it, but I was surprised reading people think New South Wales are a stronger team without Latrell in it. Latrell is he's
a game breaker,
mate. He's the greatest X factor in both teams, in my opinion. I think he's that good a player, that strong, loves the big games. I think he's the biggest X factor, like I say, certainly in the New South Wales team, but even in the Queensland team. So New South Wales not having Latrell Mitchell, I think it's a massive loss for the Blues.
Yeah, I just think it is a massive loss.
And that's no disrespect to Crichton, who comes in, who's been phenomenal as well.
I think it's more about the chemistry with Crichton in the team and the combination that he has with a lot of these Penrith guys.
Okay.
It'll be a seamless transition. He was there last year for three games. He stands next to Toa and Luai in the defensive system at Penrith.
Yep.
He's got Cleary. He's got Isaiah Yeo there. He's played a lot with Appy Corris there. So just their little combination.
Is this not Queensland versus Penrith, though, again, Loz? Like, remember we spoke about this last year? Could it be a little bit... and again, no disrespect, but club footy's not Origin.
No, that's
like
exactly right.
Like, you say that more than anyone.
That's exactly right.
Is this not lining up Queensland versus Penrith?
Yeah, it could be, but, like, I think it just comes down to how well New South Wales, one, can control the ball, two, how they stay in the fight and compete, and three, putting as much pressure on Queensland as they possibly can. You look at their centres, I mean, Val Holmes hasn't been in great form.
Yeah.
You know? So we can talk about Turbo and we can talk about Crichton, but Val Holmes missed plenty of tackles last weekend and his form this season hasn't been up to scratch. Hemiso Tabuai-Fadau has played fullback and he's only been a regular starter this season for the Dolphins, but he's been playing at fullback. They've thrown him into the centres. So if you're looking at weaknesses in New South Wales, I look at this Queensland side and there's some question marks over them as well. But... you know, that's the challenge of Origin. No matter what you do in club football, can you rise to the next level? Are you a better player when you play with other players or great players around you? And that's the test of being an Origin player, whether you can go that full 80 minutes. Can you compete and outwork your opponent? And that's the challenge that they'll all face tonight at some point in time. Their arse will be hanging on the ground. They won't have any energy at all. Your teammate will be relying on you to close the space up in the line when we're defending. You know, we'll need you to put kick pressure on when you're the man that has to go. When you're faced with that challenge, you've got no energy. You've got to get up there and put a kick pressure on a Munster. You've got to do it. You've got to make that sacrifice for your team. And that's where you know players have got that Origin mentality, which is just competing all the time on the little plays. The little plays are the most effective plays on the big night. On a big stage like Origin, the most effective plays are always the little ones.
If golf's your game, get into Drummond Golf for Australia's biggest mid-year golf sale. You'll find great savings on golf equipment and clothing. Get tailor-made Rocket Balls soft 12-pack for just $17.95 or Wilson Deep Red Max Clubs 12-piece package, save $300, now just $799. And Nike Air Zoom Victory Tour Golf Shoes, save $81.95, now $168. Don't miss Australia's biggest mid-year golf sale on now at Drummond Golf, but only while stocks last. Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys. Is there a better morning than the build-up and anticipation to Origin 1? I don't think there's a better morning all year, to be honest. Can't wait for
tonight. Boxing Day test is not bad.
Yeah, for you, Clarkie, it's pretty good. For you, it's pretty
good.
I have
to say that, buddy. I have to say that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. I'd also say Melbourne Cup morning's a great morning. The anticipation when you get out of bed on Melbourne Cup morning's a fantastic day. But there's something special about Origin 1.
It's got that feel down here, Adam, as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good.
Mate, I think flying in last night, the plane was full of Origin supporters.
Oh, that's good to hear.
It was there was jerseys on both Queensland, New South Wales. You could hear like just the talk around was all about the excitement of the footy tomorrow night. It was, there's definitely from I got in late last night from the flight to even walking, you know, down the main street Adelaide last night. It's I reckon you can feel it here.
Who wins and by how many and who's man of the match?
The heart always says New South Wales, Jared. It always says New South Wales. But the head at the moment is thinking that Queensland are a huge chance tonight. I can't get my mind past this Latrell omission. I think it's a huge blow for New South Wales, him being out of the game. As you guys just touched on a moment ago, he is our genuine X-factor player, right? I think we lose a fair bit with him not being in that side. So I look at the two teams, and what scares me the most is that tandem between Ben Hunt and Harry Grant off the bench. That scares me the most for New South Wales. I just think it's such a weapon for Queensland to have two absolute world-class hookers in their team. Harry Grant, you know, is going to cause havoc when he comes onto the field. And Ben Hunt can just slot back into that ball-playing 13 role where he can kick early in the tackle counts and take a bit of pressure off DCE and Munster. So I think the game will be extremely tight. I think it always is in game one. I think conditions will make it even tighter, given you had a bit of rain down there in Adelaide the last couple of days. So I think Queensland might get home in a tight one. But what I am saying is I think New South Wales will be a lot better later we get in the series. And I know that sounds ridiculous going up to Queensland for game two, potentially trying to save the series. But I think we're forgetting what a lot of guys having a lot of football underneath their belts lately. Talking about Josh Addo Carr and Liam Martin and Teddy and Tommy Trebojevic haven't been in the best of form in the last few weeks. So I'm saying Queensland are going to win tonight. And I think New South Wales will improve vastly into games two and three of the series.
Let's talk some racing and Fireburn. It's not often we see a slipper winner win an Oaks, and heading towards the Queensland Oaks, drawn wide with Jason Collett in the saddle on Saturday.
Yeah, I think the last slipper winner, Jared, to go train on and win an Oaks as a three-year-old might have been Samantha Miss Finland, way back in 2006. Yep. So that's a huge feather in the cap if she can do it on the Queensland Oaks on the weekend. She just seems like she's got her mojo back now, hasn't she? She was sort of treading water there for a little bit in the last 12 months, racing well without winning, but now she's stepped out in trip. I think Gary Portelli's really found the key for her. It's probably a good time of year for her to attack some of these Group 1 races up there in Queensland. And she got that win out of the way in the Roses last start. I know the barrier's probably going to be a little bit of a problem. And we've got that really nice filly of Kieran Mars and David Eustace called a Ferris Suivre, who won the Oaks down there in South Australia. But yeah, it'd be great to see Fireburn notch up another Group 1 win. And, yep, she'll be one of the clear favourites, obviously, in the Oaks there on the weekend.
Yeah, some sad news. A former Melbourne Cup winner dies.
Just terrible news, Loz. Absolutely terrible news. Fiorente has passed away. It was announced last night that he's been battling a bit of an illness. And he's succumbed to that illness. And he's forever going to go down as probably the banner horse for Gay Waterhouse, giving her a first Melbourne Cup. My biggest memory of him was coming out and running so well in that first up off the plane in the Melbourne Cup in 2012 behind Green Moon. It was a flushing light run, and Gay just handled him perfectly for the next 12 months, just saying, listen, we're going to put him away, get him ready for the Melbourne Cup in 2013. And I know there was a lot of controversy around Damien Oliver coming back that year to ride the horse and win the Melbourne Cup, but he handled himself with a lot of class after that, and all the focus was on Gay Waterhouse. So yeah, he was a great stayer, obviously one of these, I suppose probably one of the first batch of these sort of imported horses to tackle the Melbourne Cup going back 10 or 12 years ago. And Gay made some comments last night saying that he's pretty much given her biggest thrill on a racetrack winning that Melbourne Cup. So, yeah, our condolences go to Connections, but he'll forever be immortalised as Gay's first Melbourne Cup winner.
And Coolangatta, despite that pretty average jump out, still heading to Royal Ascot.
Yeah, just a quick update, Jared. Kieran Murray and David Eustace made some comments there yesterday saying that she'd eaten up overnight. While they were pretty underwhelmed by a performance in that jump out at Flemington, they were still happy enough to progress and head to Royal Ascot, so she'll be on the plane later this week. They'll probably want to see a couple of better gallops, hopefully, once they get over there before heading towards the, I suppose, the Kingstown Stakes. But all systems go as it stands at the moment.
What do you like today at Warwick Farm?
Yeah, a horse I've been following for a while, Jared, his particularly last preparation was race 5, number 13, in the summertime. She came back a first-up winner at Wagga to start this campaign. I think she finds a race where there's a fair bit of speed on, which should help her blend into the race. I know she's got a bit of a bad racing pattern, but at the price, I'm willing to take the risk that she can run on and be really powerful in the finish second up here. It's race 5, number 13, in the summertime.
Okay, paying $9.260 the place for Keith Dryden and Dylan Gibbons today at the farm. Race 5, number 13, into summertime. Enjoy Origin, mate.
Thanks, boys. Have a good night, and we'll chat tomorrow morning.
Well, we remember Mitch Menners, two, 3 weeks ago, the first time we had him on, gave us a futures bet for the JJ Atkins in Purveyor. It was 100-1 at the time. I'll have to check what its latest price is for the JJ, but certainly has tumbled in. It is racing today at Doomben, a midweek meeting there at Doomben. Mitch, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, Jared. Yeah, he steps out today. They decided to bypass the Sunshine Coast over the weekend, where he was nominated for a couple of races, and they've lobbed a class one over 1650. I think the favourite has every right to be as short as $2.40 off coming off Group 3 racing, but he's sort of only gone fair in those races too. Got 60.5 to carry today, but look, if he's going to be a genuine player in a JJ Atkins, he needs to win a class one. So at $4.20, I think he's worth a gamble today, and hopefully our ticket is still alive going into next week's feature race after about 3:30 this afternoon. But hell, he should run well this afternoon. Doomben rail out, probably not really. I think he will really appreciate when he gets across to Eagle Farm, but first things first, let's try and win the class one so we in the field next week.
On Saturday, Mitch, how do you see the Queensland Oaks playing out?
Look, Laurie, Fireburn drew 16, but the way that they rode her to win the Doomben Roses, they just got back and let her find her feet. And Jason Collett just rode a stone cold, which was, I think Gary Portelli came out in the media and said it was very reminiscent of her winning the Golden Slipper, where she just sat back and weaved through, and they'll probably adopt something similar today. She's clearly the horse to beat on Saturday. Renaissance Woman on the second line of betting at $5. Got a sort of slight query at her at a solid 2,200 metres after the other day. I think she'll run well. And then you've got the Kiramar and David Eustace filly, who's coming through the South Australian Oaks, who brings fresh blood and winning form, and she has to be respected. The horse that didn't fare well in the barrier draw was the Kiwi filly, Secura Girl, who ran super in the Roses, doing a stack of work, but she looks destined to do it all again from barrier 21. So that's really put a knock on her chances. Yet on paper, it probably looks Fireburn's race to lose.
And heading towards the Stradbroke on Sunday week, I mean, so much focus on this order of entry, isn't there, Mitch?
Absolutely, Jerry. Big day again today for horses with the first or another round of acceptances drawn at 12 o'clock today. So horses like Cardinal Gem, who's 32 in the order of entry, Opal Ridge, who's, I think, 42, and Yellow Brick, Connections of Yellow Brick, who are now 48th in the ballot after the weekend. They're sort of, they feel like their destiny's out of their hands now, and they're looking at targeting the Wayne Wilson on Stradbroke Day instead. But we'll get a bit more of a clearer picture at 12 o'clock when those acceptances come out after the weekend. Think about it, it's now as short as $3, Hawaii 5-0 at $4.50, Conversion $8, and Aft Cabin is at $9. So if you've got futures bets on horses like Cardinal Gem and Opal Ridge and those, and Yellow Brick, etc., you'll see where you're a little bit more closer to the field this afternoon after those acceptances are drawn. And then the final acceptances with the barrier draws are next Tuesday for all those Group 1 racings. But exciting times up here. The weather's pretty good at the moment. It should be another top day's racing at Eagle Farm on Saturday with the Queensland Oaks. And go the Maroons tonight.
Ah, oh, well, we can't be entertaining that, Loz.
No.
No, good on you, Mitch. We appreciate it, mate. Enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully you're not cheering too much, but thank you.
Thanks, boys.
The Women's Origin, it's Thursday night at Combank Stadium, and it's a two-game series this year. Game one, New South Wales, the holders, coming off a win last year. A narrow win it was, and joining us, she's about to play her 10th match for New South Wales, a fifth under the Origin banner. Kezzy Apps. Kezzy, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Just firstly, how do you feel about a two-game series where you only have to win the one to win back the Shield?
We've only just found out in camp, actually, how it's properly going to work. So I think it's like a point, like, depending on the points at the end of the two series. Yeah, so we only just found that out. I think they only just worked that out, you know, a couple of days, or I think our first day into camp. So, yeah, anyway, all the girls would prefer a three-game series. That's, that would be ideal, but that's not the case this year, which is so fine. So obviously our main focus is winning both games, and then we don't have to worry about that.
And when you look at the Queensland team, I guess the obvious strength, their spine, Ali Brigginshaw at lock. I mean, what are the strengths you really have to shut down there?
Yeah, definitely. Ali's playing that lock role, and obviously, as you spoke about, their spines, really strong. You've got Tamika out the back, and I guess just making sure that we're not, you know, giving them any space, especially Tamika, because she always seems to find even that little bit of space, she seems to get through. So, just really making sure that we're really well in our defence and shutting them down. And, we're so excited. Sorry, I was about to swear then. We're so excited. We've been training really well, and it's just a great vibe around camp. So we're just obviously watching the boys tonight, and that'll get us even more excited for our game tomorrow night.
Yeah, Kezzy, I see that Ali's playing a different position, but so are you. You've gone from an edge to the middle. How have you found that?
Yeah, I am. I'm playing front row. So I'm. Look, I play a bit of it, obviously, in NRLW, and I played it in that game, City Country, and coming in playing it for Origin is again going to be different. Obviously, different. You know, different standard, and everything's going to be a lot faster in that role. But I'm really excited, and you know, I've got the best. You know, we got Rue in camp, and been learning off her, and you know, obviously. Missing like the likes of Mima, which is going to, you know, hurt us, and, you know, Caitlin Johnson and the likes of Holly Wheeler as well. But, you know, we've got myself and Millie and Sulla and, you know, Brooke, and we've got a great, you know, little middle pack there. So it's been, I'm excited for the challenge, to be honest. It's a bit different than back row, but I'm excited.
Kezzy, how did the youngsters go, the debutants? I feel like in all sport, just that feeling when you get someone new that hasn't been there come into a camp, and those nerves and that excitement sometimes can really help you as a senior player as well. How have they been around the group?
No, they've been so good. And I feel like NRLW has definitely helped, you know, those connections as well, because we've got, you know, girls who've played together through NRLW and the likes of teams like that. So so when they do come into camp, they still have those, you know, those connections in camp, and, you know, just feeling, I guess, comfortable around those girls. And then, yeah, I feel like everyone's just got along really well, and we've all connected very well this camp, I feel. So they're here for a reason. Obviously, they've played really great footy, and they're here for, you know, their own different strengths. So just encouraging them just to stay calm and just to, you know, play how you normally would play. Like, it's, I know obviously Origin's such a massive occasion, and, you know, there's, you know, a lot to hype around it, but at the end of the day, we're just still playing footy and just still doing what you're great at. So not letting that, you know, overall, you know, let that get in the way of the occasion, I guess.
What are you expecting from Queensland? Obviously, it's an Origin game, Ali, Kezzy, but with Ali Brigginshaw...
Did you just call me Ali?
No, I said Kezzy.
Okay, with
Ali moving to 13, do you expect them to play a different brand of football, having that extra sort of ball player in the team?
Yeah, they played similar style, I think, a couple of years ago when Ali went to 13, when we played up in the Sunny Coast, so... and they had the same sort of, you know, spine from that game there. And, you know, obviously Ali, you know, will be that ball playing that middle. Obviously expecting the ball movement a lot more. And they've obviously picked, I think, you know, similar to us, like more mobile middles as well. So I feel like it's just going to be really fast, lots of ball movement, and, it's going to be a very skillful game. So, you know, we're obviously expecting that from them as well. So, can't wait.
We're speaking with New South Wales prop Kezzy Apps. And Kezzy, a lot of you obviously played together with the Gillaroos, won a World Cup together not too long ago. And with NRLW, I'm sure you all know each other pretty well. In Origin, does it get heated in regards to some words said across the park to each other?
It sure does.
Beautiful. who are the main exponents? Come on.
Oh, I don't know. The last few years, there's been lots of push and shove and things like that. And as everyone knows, Origin time's so different. And obviously, Queenslanders are so passionate for their state, and so are New South Wales. You know, we're all so passionate for New South Wales as well. So, you know, in this Origin time, the Origin period, it's like we sort of don't speak to, you know, other Queensland, obviously we're friends with them. But as soon as this period comes, it's like we ignore them. We're so obviously fully focused with New South Wales, and they're fully focused with Queensland. And it's just, you know, creates that rivalry. And then obviously when we play, it's like, doesn't, obviously you're playing with what jersey you've got on. So, you're just so passionate about it. So a few little, you know, few words might be exchanged on the day.
That's what we want to see. New South Wales v Queensland, doesn't matter. Mate versus mate loss, doesn't matter.
Well, that's what it's all about. Mm. And that's why we all get involved in State of Origin, because everyone takes a position and everyone wants to see their state do well. But I look at this New South Wales team, and obviously very strong up front with Kezzy and Millie Boyle. How's she going, by the way, Millie, Kezzy? Because That to me looks like a good 1-2 combo up front. That's where all big games are won.
Yeah, Millie's looking so great. She's very fit. She's always fit. She's got the biggest motor on her that I've probably ever seen. So she'll just go all day until, you know, Kylie pulls her off. So, she's looking really great. Can't wait to see you in action.
Well, Kezzy, go well and go the Blues.
Thank you so much. Go the Blues.
Good on you, Kez.
Kezzy Apps there, New South Wales, the market with Tab for that one. $1.42 favourites they are. Queensland, $2.90. The line is 6.5. Queensland, the plus. Of course, this game's got clear air on Thursday night. No NRL. Origin, obviously, the boys tonight, the girls tomorrow night. So we'll be able to watch that. Combank Stadium, hopefully a really good crowd there. And Kezzy's just revealed to us that basically it'll be done over points differential over the two games for whoever wins
garbage.
The Shield.
Garbage. Got to be a game three.
Yeah,
has to be. It can't be done on points.
I think it will.
After this year.
Got to be a third game. Yeah. Decider.
So New South Wales win game one by 6. Queensland need to win game two by 7 to win.
Mate.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Something wrong with that, isn't it?
Don't like it.
No, you need to have a three-game series. I tell you the good matchup in this game. Two fullbacks.
Oh, they're guns. Yeah. Tonegato and Upton.
Yep. But both very, very exciting players. Both with great speed, anticipation. Yeah, it'll be a tremendous game. And women's football in general has just come so far in a short space of time. And it's a popular game now with a lot of young women. And now that they can see their heroes, they get exposure on the television, and the skill level is sensational. And they're always tight. Women's State of Origin games the last couple of years have always been tight.
Plenty of texts here. Keep them coming. 0419 767 272. Still to come this morning, by the way. Brad Davidson soon. D Bulldog Richie will join us here. We're in the Stanford across the road from Adelaide Oval. Josh Henne, the Queensland assistant coach, coming up just after 8:30. Or the 8:30 news this morning as well. On the text line, Blues by 1 tonight. That's all the text says. That'll do if you're a New South Wales fan. This might be one for you. Clarkey, morning boys, heading down to Bondi tonight. Where's a good venue to watch State of Origin around? Cheers. Beach Road Hotel. We can't go wrong there. There
Take
you go.
Pick. There's plenty of spots down there. They'll be buzzing. They will be buzzing down there.
What else have we got here? What the Queensland players' form was like before today is irrelevant. They always lift. Gagai proved that, says Greg at Campbelltown. Morning, boys. Out walking. Just went past the south gate at Adelaide Oval. People already lined up. Also saw lots of supporters out and about yesterday and last night.
They're just getting home. They're not lining up at 7:17 here in Adelaide
Steve
time.
It's rugby league, not cricket.
Somebody go and tell those guys. Telling us that there are people lined up at Adelaide Oval this morning.
Just
there
getting in, I reckon.
New South Wales win 1-6. Turbo scores Tedesco, man of the match. Good on you, Steve, at Woi Woi. Gee, lined up already.
Day game, Loz.
Yeah.
Early start.
They won't open the gate for
hours. Four,
That's a big day in front of them.
Expecting a full house.
Jeez.
keen to get your seat. SCG members.
Well, it's all ticketed too.
Mate, unbelievable.
They don't have to line up, I wouldn't have thought. But anyway, good on them. That's what Origin's about.
Yeah, they're just toey. I like it.
Yep.
You're not going to believe this.
What's happened?
We've missed this. Thank you to whoever pointed it out on the text line. You've got a certain mayor running today.
Oh, no, but we haven't missed it.
You just haven't been
you
asked.
Just haven't got there.
I'm just under the radar.
Pretty Wild is running today at Warwick Farm. Race 4, number 1.
She is.
She's got a bit of weight to carry, but it'll get a claim because Reece Jones gets a kilo and a half off. So it means it'll carry, 59 and a half?
Correct.
So she's the top weight today.
How far?
It is over
1,300.
Benchmark 72. They're at Warwick Farm. Race 4, number 1, Pretty Wild. $6.50 with Tab, $2.20 the place. What have we got as favourite in this race? And again, for Brett Preble and Joe Pride, is the $2.60 favourite in the race. Is there anything to report from your reports?
I'm under the radar. I'm saying nothing. Just sit and watch.
Okay.
Save your money.
Might have to have him on her.
You do as you please, but yes, I'm very quiet.
Well, Brad Davidson would have done the form, so we'll be able to ask him very soon. Thank you for pointing that out on the text line. Pretty wild running today. Tommy sending that one through. Wonder if Cookie's Huntsman. Have we heard any reports off air about Cookie and
still
the Huntsman?
In the car.
If you're just joining us, and you
boys are about
interview.
To start their session at training.
Well, mate,
and
that's one of the smartest things I've ever heard you say today.
Me?
About the car wash, straight off the bat. Straight. I'd never ever thought of that,
mate. If it's on the outside, if it's on the outside, straight through the car wash.
Next time I see the Huntsman in the car.
I told you the story about my ex-wife, didn't I?
Tell it again.
She dived out. The car was going. Yeah. She was driving.
Oh, you did tell me this. Yeah.
She saw a massive Huntsman. Thought it was inside the car. It was on the windscreen. So she decides to dive out of the car while it's going. The car smashes into the garage. And then works out the Huntsman's on the outside of the car.
Outside of the car.
Like, wasn't one of my favourite days.
How much it cost?
Speaking to the ex-wife, let me tell you. But, it needed a new car and a new garage. And the Huntsman was on the outside. Can you imagine me?
The double whammy.
Yeah.
The garage.
Should have
went
the car wash. Just take it to the car wash, mate.
Car wash. I'd never, ever thought of that before.
It's a great idea.
Tell you what, though,
surely
it does
the
job. When the
and they're massive as well. You get a big one. Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, they are big.
You're petrified out.
But they don't hurt, do they, Huntsman?
I don't think so. No. I think they're...
I think they can bite you and nothing happens.
I think they're not non-venomous.
Oh, yeah, they're bite. I remember the Flick spider chart at home. Bite is rare but painful. That's what it said. Cop that.
Rare but painful.
Now, here's one for you. People's publican at Queanbeyan Lots. First try, Haas, man of the match, Cleary. Hudson Young to do two or more one-on-one strips. That's something, a weapon that he has that we'll have to keep an eye on tonight.
I think he's got one in him, most definitely. I think that's a smart... can you bet on that?
I'll have to have a look if it's under the what are the odds, but that's a good market to probably try and get the boys to put up.
Yeah.
Hudson Young, will he get a
good,
one-on-one
he's
strip?
He's good for one. As I said before, there's always something happening around Hudson Young. The fact that he can create a one-on-one strip, he also can score a try, he makes try-saving tackles, there's just always a big play in and around him. I just hope he doesn't get caught up with trying to be an intimidator tonight. He's got to play with that aggression, but he's got to be careful that he doesn't overstep the line.
Clark, did you not pay the bill? We're going to get kicked out.
Hey. I don't know what's going on here, but...
Oh, geez, he's not happy.
I thought we were going to get kicked out of the hotel mid-show then.
We love the Stanford. Stanford Hotel, Adelaide, come and stay here. We love it.
No, we're fine. We're fine to stay, aren't we?
We've avoided the eviction.
Great stuff.
Look at Will. He's gone red.
Mitch from Robertson, very funny text about the Huntsman, which I can't read out, but we had a good giggle. Brad Davidson, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Big week for prize money again, as far as Racing New South Wales and their announcements are concerned. This time at the top end in regards to, well, firstly, the Everest and also group and listed prize money getting a boost as well.
Yeah, look, the word is the Everest is going to go to $20 million in prize money and, $7 million per annum there for group and listed races, guys. So, the move's been sort of lauded by, I suppose, the city trainers, the breeders and jockeys and whatnot, I suppose, when prize money gets increased, all facets of the industry get a cut in terms of the jockeys have 5% of prize money, trainers 10%, and then you've got the owners, of course, and of course the breeders get a slice too, because generally the yearling prices will go higher as a result. I suppose those on the other side of the fence, there's been a little bit saying that maybe some more prize money needs to go towards sort of the lower tier races rather than the higher tier. And also, obviously, the punters out there feel that that they sort of, deserve a slice of the pie of the customers. I mean, in terms of the punting landscape at the moment, it's probably not the best, guys. And, in New South Wales, I'd still love, I said this on the show probably 18 months ago, still love the, you know, the minimum bet laws to be brought forward, standardised deductions. There's a few things there I think that, you know, that the punters could probably get use of as well. But overall, you know, it's never, there's always going to be, I guess, different sectors of the industry saying, you know, prize money should go this level to the country race or provincial versus the top end. But, you know, it, as a general rule, prize money going up, most people are going to get a cut out of it. So, yeah, it's always a good sign.
Davo, what's going on with Coolin Gatta after her, well, you could say a poor trial? Is she going to continue on the path to Ascot, Royal Ascot?
Yes, she is, Loz. That's all systems go, apparently, there from the connections. We heard from the owners there the other day saying basically they're not worried. Look, you can sugarcoat it. It's a bit like a coach after a big drubbing. You know, you can say, oh, yeah, everything's all good, whatever. But there's no doubt about it. The trial was plain as they come. So it is a worry, but look, they're going to continue on and head over. And she's a favourite there for that Group 1 feature at Royal Ascot. So, yeah, look, you would have thought she would have put those away and put those away comfortably, but she was off a bit and not even getting close to them. So hopefully for everyone involved, it was just an off day there early this week at the jump outs. And you know, we know she's a very classy horse. I mean, can she go over there and win a big Group 1? I mean, she's not sort of at the top of our sprinters over here. I think personally, I mean, she's a good 1,000-metre horse here. But, yeah, I mean, it's a tough ask. I think she's short enough. I mean, I don't really know much of the opposition at this stage. But, yeah, it's never easy, particularly when they sort of race uphill over there. So it's more like, you know, a bit further. So we'll wait and see. But, yeah, definitely not ideal. The owner's talking it down on sort of Monday, saying it was a really, really good gallop. I can tell you it wasn't. So they need to, yeah, hopefully she just had an off day there on I think it was on Monday.
What do you like today, Davo, looking at Warwick Farm and I guess Doomben's a big meeting today as well?
Yeah, it's looking to, shaping up to be a good meeting. Look, guys, I think race 7, number 1, Insurrection will get the job done at Warwick Farm today. His job did become a bit harder when the last two emergencies got a run today and they both decided to run and they've both got a stack of speed. So it's going to make his job a little bit harder because I think they're going to go hard. He might have to tuck in behind one or two. But look, I think he's a genuine Saturday horse here in midweek grade today. And I think he can still get the job done despite a bit of a tricky map. And up there at Doomben, interested to see this Miracle of Love go around again today, guys. Was super on debut there at Scone, really hit the line powerfully, steps up to 1350, finds a very suitable race, and look, into odds on now, but should be very hard to beat. Race 2, number 7, Miracle of Love.
Yeah, race 2, number 7, $1.85. Best back comfortably for that race today. It was a good debut there at Scone. And Warwick Farm, race 7, number 1, Insurrection, $2.25, heavily back favourite. And Clarkie's mare, Pretty Wild, is in race 4 on the second line of betting and again has been well backed in that race at the top of the market at $2.60. But can we make a case for Pretty Wild at all today, Davo?
Oh, look, I think Anna Gein is very hard to beat. Look, she'd need to improve a bit. That's the key. We know she's got the ability there. She just hasn't shown it for a little while now, pretty much since that last run in November. And, you know, since then she's had 4 starts and struggled to get within 4 lengths of them. So, you know, she's back from Saturday. Grade's always a positive, but I still think she needs a little bit of improvement to come. So we'll see what she's got today.
Origin tip, Davo?
I've no idea, Loz, but I'll go
on.
With New South Wales.
I'll go with New South Wales, mate.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I wouldn't be able to tell you one player in either side. There you go.
That doesn't matter, mate. Just New South Wales.
That's it. New South Wales it is, then.
Perfect. Good on you, Davo.
Good on you, guys. Cheers.